Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Well, happy Sunday and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is October 14th, 2012, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Miss Denise, and I am the HR Lady.
Denise, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great, Donna. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, and happy Sunday to you as well. You guys, this evening's topic is transit etiquette. Transit etiquette. Now, since the name of our show, of course, is What is Etiquette Anyway, we want to answer that question because we are aware that we have new listeners each and every week. And thank you so much for listening this evening and joining our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Well, etiquette is just basically a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Thank you so much, Charles I and II. Well, wow. Once again, transit etiquette. What do you think about when you think of such a topic as transit etiquette? So whether you're riding the train, the bus, you're taking a taxi, we want to know, what are some of the things that you've experienced when you take mass transit? And of course, since Denise, of course, Atlanta being such a large city, mass transit is extremely popular here, as in a lot of the larger cities, New York, Dallas, is just so very large cities. Mass transit is just it's a favorite as far as travel. And I remember when I wrote an article regarding this particular topic, and it was just so interesting because there was just so much feedback on this article, and people were asking questions about, you know, what's some of the protocol for taking mass transit, because so many people were, you know, seeing other people acting so rudely. So that's one of the reasons that we decided to do this topic this evening. And let me ask you, do soaring gasoline prices have you considering or using mass transit? Because we know now what the average is, what, Denise, about $4 a gallon? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So if you are considering taking a bus or train, especially if you're, you know, getting ready to do it for the first time, you know, I know you want to know what to expect. And, of course, if you're feeling a little apprehensive, we are hoping that this evening we can make you feel a little more comfortable, because there are some people who just, you know, love mass transit, and there are some people that absolutely just despise it. So we're going to kind of talk about both sides. And as we know, advocates of mass transit say it can save you both money and time. But will it really save you stress and heartache and some of those other things? We know that it is certainly in use at an all-time high. So I want to kind of talk about, why don't we start by talking about escalators and moving walks and things of that nature, because usually to get to, if you're in some of the mass transit stations, you know, they do have either escalators or elevators or moving walks or something, you know, like that. So although we're going to talk about some things that are, most of them pretty much, wouldn't you say, Denise, is common sense?
Well, we would think common sense.
Right, but of course, you know what we always say on our show? Common sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, common sense is not so common anymore.
Exactly.
So that's why we like to bring to you the common sense practical advice. Now, if you are, you know, when you're approaching an escalator, you want to make sure, first of all, if you have on shoelaces, you want to make sure your shoelaces are tied and your pants are pulled up. Let's stick a pin in that, because we see a whole bunch of pants pretty much almost down. What do they call it, Denise? The style that has never gone out of style.
The pants.
The sagging.
The sagging or drooping or whatever they call it. You know, I really haven't thought about it, because that's something that I don't like to see.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought that was a fad, but in reality, you know, this has been around for a long time, and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere. But I mention that because I remember when I was on an escalator, there was a young man on the escalator, and his pants, like the hem part, got caught in the step. And so I just knew at any moment, you know, they were going to completely just drop down to the step, okay? But, you know, he took one hand and he was able to, you know, to maneuver and get it out and move on. So now that, you know, not only is it a wardrobe taboo, in my opinion, it's also a safety issue when it comes to, you know, escalators and things of that nature. So you do want to make sure your pants are up and your shoelaces are tied. I've also seen, I was in a department store before, and I saw a younger child. She was going up the escalator, and her shoelace got caught, and it pulled her shoe off. So you all really, that's definitely a safety hazard as well. So parents, you want to make sure when you have your kids and you're going up the escalator, you want to make sure that, you know, it's not a safety hazard. Just kind of make sure before you get on that their shoelaces are tied. That's really, really important to do that. And like I said, it's a safety hazard because it can get caught in either the escalator or the moving sidewalks, and I know a lot of people, Denise, are in a hurry, usually, but you don't want to run. You want to try to avoid running or pushing, you know, to get on to the escalator, or you want to make sure that even if you're on a walking, moving sidewalk, you know, you want to make sure that you avoid trying to push to get on. And I know with at the airport, it is not the moving sidewalk, but the train itself. Generally, people are always running behind pretty much. And when they run in or they push to get in as the doors are closing, there's always, you know, the voice that comes on and says, you know, you've interrupted the train or the door or whatever they say, and you know, please get back or something like that. So you want to remember not to do that. You want to stand to the right, too. You want to stand to the right and usually pass on the left when you're on moving walks like that. If someone is standing in the passing lane, you know, just say, excuse me, you know, so you can get by. You know, don't knock them out of the way or anything like that, because that certainly would not be good manners to do that. as far as elevators. Of course, you know, Denise, elevators, and this is not just, you know, when you're taking mass transit, but this is just when you are in a building even that has an elevator. You know, kind of talk about, you know, the right things to do when you're getting ready to enter or exit the elevator. Of course, again, you know, it seems like it's common sense, but common sense is not necessarily so common to everyone anymore. Before you even get in the elevator, you want to make sure that you allow time for the people to come off. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever been on the elevator, Denise, where you were getting off the elevator and people were already coming in before you could even get off?
And they don't even say, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. They just barge on in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to say, hey, look, I'm trying to get off. This is my floor. But it doesn't matter. I've seen where people don't even acknowledge. They're just trying to get on there for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty rude. It is.
It really is. Every man or woman for themselves. And so that's why we want to call attention to some of these situations, for the simple fact is we want to be, you know, be considerate, you know. And, of course, if persons are if they're entering behind you, be kind enough to hold the door open for them, okay, because many times you can see people running for the elevator and you're in there. So just, you know, be kind enough just to hold the door for them. It's usually a door open button that you can press to keep it open. And, of course, you know, if they have small children or if their hands are full, you know, it's just a common courtesy type thing to do. And when you enter the elevator, you want to try to position yourself in a place, depending on when you will be getting off. If you're not going to be exiting for several floors, then you want to kind of stand in the middle or stand to the back of the elevator in order for those, like we were just saying, Denise, the people that are exiting sooner, you know, they can do so a little smoothly. So kind of position yourself. You know if you're going to get off at the next floor after you get on or it's going to be a few floors. And normally you pretty much know who's getting off where, because when you get in, when they push the floor, you know, the number for the floor, then you can pretty much know who's going to get off and at what time they're going to get off. So that's important, too. And, Denise, have you ever stood, you know, when you got into the elevator, kind of stood by the control panel?
I do all the time. And when people come in, what floor are you going to?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say it, I will push the button for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll say, oh, that's where I'm going. It's already pushed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people need to, you know, look at it in that sense that, okay, if that person's already over there or somebody else is in front of them that's already in that corner, just say, can you please push button number 10? And it may not be anybody on there that's going there, but when you enter, if it's crowded on that side and you can't get to that controls, then just say, do you mind pushing that button for me? And, of course, I've seen where people do it all the time, but I actually ask people when they get on if I'm close by.
Mm-hmm. And that's very nice. That certainly is being kind, you know, initiating an act of kindness just by doing something like that. And a lot of times people think, well, that wasn't a big deal. Well, yeah, it kind of was a big deal, because nowadays when people, you know, so many people are so selfish, you know, just by someone doing something like that for you, it's just nice. And, of course, your response, you always want to say thank you. That's important as well. So don't want to forget that. Let's see. Let's talk about buses. You know, trains, subways, things of that nature.
Yes. I do have some emails when you get a chance, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Before we move on, go ahead and read your email first.
I do have one that has to do with the trains. And this listener says, "Dear ladies, I often ride the train to work, and it is interesting to see how others treat each other on the train. I saw a guy nearly fight a pregnant woman on the train for the last seat." Really?
Mm.
And that's what I'm thinking in my mind. He should have been offering her that seat. People these days, no manners. I got up and let her have my seat. And this comes from Joshua out of New York.
Wow, Joshua. And that's, of course, again, that is a, you know, a big city where mass transit
mm-hmm.
is just very prevalent. Wow. I mean, you would think, here again,
mm-hmm.
just common sense when you, you know, would see that situation, they would automatically just say, oh, well, let me go ahead and let, you know, let me take my seat. So, Josh, kudos to you for doing that. And hopefully people that are listening and people that who just, you know, this you may be listening this evening and then you may be saying to yourself, oh, that's something I never really thought about. Well, that's another reason why we do this show, that will give you something to think about and how you can be nice and considerate to other people. So thank you for that email. Yeah.
Not only that, you can, you know, you think about the elderly who may be riding. You think about people who have children. They may not have a stroller. The child may be in their arms. And if they have a long way to ride, holding a
mm-hmm.
child, let alone their purse, the bag, et cetera, you know, just thinking about, okay, you know what, she probably needs to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And, give you a seat up, guys. It's okay.
Mhm. And you know, it makes such a difference. And you don't know, I mean, these little acts of kindness here basically will make such a big difference, you know, to someone. And like you were saying, Denise, you know, someone that's trying to coordinate, they have kids, they have a bag, you know, they may have, could have a briefcase. I mean, just all kinds of things. Just, you know, being nice. And just, for example, even if, you know, like you said, it could be a senior, could be a pregnant woman, like you mentioned in his email, or even an elderly gentleman, you know, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
they say, well, I'm not, you know, the guys, they can stand up or whatever. But if it's an elderly gentleman and, you know, he has a cane or he just
mm-hmm.
looks kind of unsteady, you know, on his
mm-hmm.
feet, offer your seat to him so that he doesn't have to stand up. And also, let me say something, too. Generally, there are reserved spaces on these trains for
mm-hmm.
people who have their handicap seat.
Mm-hmm.
And many times I've seen people, when I've been on the train, I've seen people who, I mean, they don't outwardly seem to have, you know, a physical handicap or anything like that, because they could be jumping up and down, playing or whatever. So we want to be very conscious of sitting in those seats, because when some of the, you know, the elderly come on, or someone who has these physical challenges, you know, they don't have to try to stand up and, you know, brace themselves and just try to be safe. And, you know, you've got younger kids that are kind of sitting in these seats bebopping around, you know, so you want to, and definitely train your children on this, because some of the kids, they don't know. And
mm-hmm.
So parents, please, you know, definitely train your kids on this. And generally, you know, kids, you can say one thing to kids, but kids will do what they see you do. So, you know, be a role model and just kind of, say to them, even if you're on with your child, let us get up so that this older gentleman can sit down, you know, because he looks tired, he has a cane, and so on and so forth. Really, really important. And even if they decline, then you've at least offered, made the offer. And that is really, really important. Okay, that's very important. When you are on, you're in a seat, and the seat next to you, you have a huge backpack or, a huge briefcase or bags and all these things, and it's crowded, and you're actually taking up a seat. You never really want to do that, because that's being inconsiderate of somebody else, sitting down. So try to take these things and put them on your lap, if the situation warrants, and it's so crowded, you don't want to take up both seats, because that's being just a little bit rude of hogging an empty seat.
Taking a nap on the train where you take up two or three seats too. I know a lot of times people ride for half hour to an hour more to work, but lying down to take up seat space, that also could be considered as hogging the seats as well. And when others have to stand and you're being, I think, selfish, as you mentioned earlier, it really does not make you look good when you could care less about other people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you really need to think about. And as we say on the show, we just want you to be aware of things, because you may not think much about what you're doing at the time, but it could be affecting people in a negative way.
That's absolutely correct. So, guys, just, listen out and, really take advantage of the tips that we share, okay? Again, we are making the world a polite place to live, and we know we can't do it without you. So, help us out and, spread the word as well. Let me say something, too. A lot of times, people that carry backpacks, even students, you could have a backpack, and your backpack is just huge because you have a lot of books or whatever in it. So if you're walking into a crowded situation, you might want to try to take your backpack off your back, because if you're turning and you're smacking people with it, oh, that's not a good, it may sound a little funny or comical, but it really isn't. If somebody gets hit, you hit somebody upside the head when you turn around, and it's not necessarily being done on purpose, we understand, but, just happen, when you walk in, even to a crowded train situation, and you try to get in, and you turn around, and you smack the person behind you. So that can actually, spin off into some other things as well. Be sure, too, also to keep up with your personal items. Really important, keep up with your personal items when you get on. And the same thing I was talking about, the backpacks, there's other things like umbrellas. You're getting on, the bus or something, it's raining, and you get on with your umbrella. You want to make sure you try to close that umbrella up. And even before you get on, if you can do a quick shake to get the excess water off, of the umbrella, because usually when you're carrying it, especially if it's raining quite hard, we don't want the water just kind of flinging on everybody that you go past. So just little things like that really do make a very, very big difference. I didn't know, Denise, did you have another email you want to share at this time?
I actually do.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Ladies, many times I talk to my friends who ride public transportation, and they tell me many stories about what goes on some of these modes of transportation. Once I was told that a guy took up three seats. He had a backpack, he had food, and he had books lying underneath where people should be putting their feet to ride comfortably. And when asked to if he could move his backpack and move his food so that others could sit, he simply ignored those requests and kept all of his things and belongings right where he had put them. I thought this was so extremely rude. I thought this was selfish. And bringing food on to mass transportation to sit and eat? Oh, gross. Anyway, I hope that more people out there will start thinking about not bringing so much on the trains or the buses or even in a taxi cab. And she goes on to say, ladies, please keep doing what you're doing to make people aware of the things they are actually doing so they are aware. And maybe they will start thinking about it and talk to others about it. And this comes from Joy out of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Wow. Joy, thank you for sharing that. You had some very valid points in that information. Thank you so much. I mean, just, you know, we want to just call these types of things to people's attention so that, you know, we really are helping people to be a little more kind and considerate to each other. Wow. Well, I tell you what, as well, when you're talking about eating, Denise, on the train, in her email I alluded to, make sure if you do eat on the train and you have some, please take your trash with you, okay? Please pick your trash up, take it with you. Same thing as far as newspapers, you know, if you're reading this long newspaper and it drops a few pages on the floor, go ahead and reach down and pick them up. That's just being really considerate and respectful. And I do want to say as well that when you guys, we appreciate you when you share some stories with us. We certainly do appreciate that because we do want to know that, you know, this show is making a difference, and it is certainly making people, you know, think twice. So the next time you're on mass transit, please consider some of the things that we've talked about this evening. And, of course, we never want to conclude our show until we talk specifically about some random acts of kindness. Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness. All right, this one says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, last week two young men were raking leaves in our neighborhood. We live in a senior community. When they got to my yard, they asked if they could rake mine for no charge. I said, why? And they said, because they listened to your show and you asked people to initiate an act of kindness, and they did. Thank you, ladies, for your show. It is really making a difference in our community. And this comes from Miss Jane, a retiree. So, Miss Jane, thank you so much for listening to our show and for sharing that with us. And, you know, if you see these two young men again, tell them that we're certainly proud of them for taking our advice. So we really are making a difference around the world, and that is certainly our goal. Well, Denise, time just flies when you're having fun. Wow. Well, you all, thanks again for taking time, spending a little bit of your evening with us. Thanks for supporting our show. And thank you for those who are joining us the first time and our loyal listeners who tune in each week. We are so glad that we can call you a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Continue to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. And, of course, as we stated earlier, we are on a mission to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And again, initiate a random act of kindness. Do at least one this week, okay? We will be back again next week. Thank you. Thanks again for tuning in.
We'll talk again. Take care and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.